Welcome to the show. Welcome to Your Thought Life podcast. I am your host, Michael Anderson. On this podcast, we help people overcome mindset challenges to fast track personal and professional success. If you haven't already, do subscribe and follow the podcast so you don't miss any of the episodes that are released on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And thank you after you've listened to the show, heading over to where you enjoy the show to leave us a rating or a review. Thank you so much for your support of the podcast. We most certainly appreciate it. Leaving room for better than expected outcomes is our topic for today. This is something that I've been practicing for a number of years, but under a different heading, under a different title. The way that I had come to really put this into practical application was through having faith. Having faith for me was an extension of my visualization. After I've come to a conclusion, something is placed in my heart, I have a dream, I have a goal, I have an aspiration, and I begin to visualize it. After I visualize it, then I begin to think about, okay, I should start looking for clues that this is taking place in the natural. And what I would do from time to time when I didn't see evidence is I would remind myself to have faith that it's going to occur when it's ready to be revealed or manifested. I came into this idea from a faith perspective. Dr. Cross, whom some of you who have been around for quite some time will know, has been on the show a couple of times. And in the Leadership Mindset series, where we're talking to people who are really off to a great start and doing incredibly well in their careers, we're bringing them in and having them expound on some very scientific-based questions that should really help us understand what makes them tick and how they've been able to sort of outperform in their given disciplines. Well, it was her that said this. She said that she always leaves room for better than expected outcomes. And that really resonated with me, family, in a significant way. And I said to myself when I heard it maybe 2.5-3 months ago, I'm going to get that into a program. And here is that program. We're going to see what science has to say about this. We're going to also take a look at why we don't do this, why we should do this. And then it would be wrong if I didn't leave you with some actionable steps that you can incorporate into your days immediately to begin turning this around if necessary. It's interesting, though, that when we look to science, science is very literal with this specific topic because the study suggests that by doing this act alone, it allows you to reshape some of the regions of your brain. The cool part is this physical change that is taking place has the ability to create an incredible amount of positive distribution in your brain. When you have a positive distribution or temperament, then you are highly likely to be able to do exactly what it is that you desire to do. And because you have left this room for something cool to happen, neuroscience says that this level of optimism is the component that allows this whole circle to play out for a greater than expected outcome. I think that this is incredibly cool because we together for the last year and a half, almost since the podcast has come out, we've talked about a number of things across the whole spectrum of psychology. We know that neuroplasticity is key. That's that physical change that I refer to in the brain and how it impacts all of the other subsystems. But more importantly, as it pertains to the channel, how we think, how we act, how we behave, how we place a lens on whatever we're calling life. when we consciously choose to stay open to positive outcomes, we're not just being hopeful. We're not just deploying faith like I used to do. We're doing more than that. We're engaging in a form of mental fitness. We're training the brain to be more resilient, to be more creative, and to have a greater level of EQ, emotional intelligence. Simply said, science is in full support of what we're going to unpack. First question I want you to consider is, why don't we do it? Why don't we leave room for better than expected outcome? We understand certainly there would be a tremendous benefit, but why is it that we can't seem to pull it off? Let me tell you exactly why. Science says there's four core reasons, the first of which is a negative bias. Here's what that means. You or an individual you know may have this overall tendency to be glass half empty rather than glass half full. When you are glass half full, you have the optimism, you have the wherewithal to think creatively, to think differently. Whereas when you're glass half empty, well, it's just the opposite. You tend not to do that. You tend to remain in your safe place, and whatever understanding you have, that gets to be authoritative of right, wrong, or indifferent. So negative bias is number one. Past experiences are number two. What is the principal thing, family, that shapes how we interact with the world, the lens with which we see life, how we behave, our total temperament, our self-esteem, our self-worth? How are all of these things crafted? They're crafted through experiences. If there's an abundance of experiences that have not gone very well, that don't have really nice outcomes, that could have been to some extent painful, well, those are going to be the predominant memories or the predominant feelings that we apply when we're looking at something like, how can we leave room for something better? Or in this case, why we're not doing it. Your past experiences, they can make you feel a bit wary, protective. They don't allow hope to shine brightly, and the future doesn't look optimal. The third reason is the fear of disappointment. Sometimes we're so afraid of being let down that we won't allow ourselves to hope for anything more than what we already know we can do, see, touch, experience. I just don't want to go through those feelings that I felt the last time I said that I was going to do something and I missed the mark. I don't want to feel the same way I felt when these exceedingly high expectations were placed on me by someone and I didn't hit them. I don't want to feel that anymore, so therefore, I'm not going to try. Number four is the illusion of control. This is when we believe we can manage all outcomes, and that's just not the case. Life is going to intervene in a time, in a way that you cannot predict. We often close ourselves off to anything outside of our planned trajectory. If we can't nail it down, then it's not worth the try, because again, that control factor is so central to how we've been doing life. Here's why we should break these four habits. We should break these four habits for four reasons. To enhance our well-being is number one. We talked about the propensity of being negative. When we have an enhanced well-being, the negativity does not have space because the positivity is dominant. When the positivity is dominant, you have happiness, you feel more healthy, your immune system is stronger, and all of these work together to put you in a place where you will move outside of your comfort zone. You will begin to think differently, that you can experience life in a different way, which is directly in line with leaving room for better than expected outcomes. Number two, as to why we should do it, it's because it develops resilience. That positive outlook equips you to bounce back from setbacks much more effectively and much more efficiently. Why? You're fostering a sense of hope and determination in the face, in the core, when adversity is right there at your door knocking. We all know that the people who persevere or have resilience, these are the individuals that won't accept no for an answer, and they just keep on trying until they get it right. They get the outcome that they want, and in time, after doing this so long, they too begin to leave room for better than expected outcomes. Number three, the third reason why we should do it, is connection. When we're open to possibilities, we're more likely to share our true selves with others. When you're able to be fully transparent, you don't got to put on a show. You don't got to put on a certain face. You don't got to pretend to be a certain kind of way. Let me tell you, that used to be me when I was in the armed services. And with the day I left, maybe a week or so after I could so-called let my hair down and be me, that was one of the most freeing things that I did for myself way back yonder. I found that I was able to experience relationships on a deeper level. I had a greater level of connection with people. I was able to find common ground easier. I could strike up a conversation in a networking event easier. Then I learned, as a public speaker, there's another component to that where you see trying to be like someone else and simply be yourself. All of this comes through connection. Number four, the fourth reason why we should do it, is creativity and problem solving. Yes, so we talked a little bit about resilience. Remember that. This is the other side of it. So when you've got that positive disposition, you've got that well-being, you're connecting with people, you feel the resilience. Guess what? Now, because you are wide open to new opportunities or better expected outcomes, you can even start to problem solve better. But why is that? It's very simple. You're open to imagination. You have no limits now. You are doing the things that are necessary to promote better than expected outcomes. When something does pop up, because you've got this fantastic energy source that's positively focused or charged, moving in your favor throughout the day, you can be innovative, you can be collaborative, and you won't be nervous about reaching out to somebody who's been there and done that for a little help. When we allow ourselves to think beyond our conventional limits, we become the best versions of ourselves and hence better problem solvers. Now, let me lay this on you, because I always like to leave you with actionable steps. And here's some things that you can begin to do. Practice gratitude. There is no way on this planet that if you're in a negative vibe, if you're experiencing some low-level energy or low-level vibrations that don't allow you to be positively charged. If you practice gratitude, you start to take a look at every single thing, as minute as it may be, in a so-called when column, and you start to just go through those, think through those, and write those down, come to a stop, give yourself a break, come back, read it again, add to it. What you'll find is you're going to change from being negatively charged to positively charged, because those cool things that you're going to be writing down in that gratitude list, those are real world things that you experienced, that you did, that you performed, that you have all of the markings and rights to. When you have something like that in your corner, it's a ready reference from where you're not feeling so good. It's your pick-me-up. Then I want you to take a look at reframing. Remember those memories that seep in and those negative biases? This is a good time for you to say, you know what? That was 20 years ago. That was X number of years ago. I'm not even the same person. I have done all of these things to better myself. My self-development journey is at a whole new level. The level of love that I have for life has enhanced. Therefore, I'm going to make a conscious decision today to not allow those things to travel with me into my future. I will take the good components and the teachable moments and those things that were hurtful. I'm giving myself permission to not feel that way anymore. I'm releasing the other people who had anything to do with it so that I can go free. That's how you reframe. Then you're going to number three, embrace vulnerability. Remember how we talked about connection? Being vulnerable, allowing yourself to be open and transparent. Some people see this as a weakness. In fact, it's not. It is a tremendously mature practice that only those who are on this journey like we're on really get to see the fruit of. This can be as simple as sharing your feelings and dreams with a good friend, a close friend. You got to be careful who you share your content with, unfortunately. Someone that's always been there for you, who you can lean and depend on, who will, you know, pick you up in the time of need and give you encouragement. Fostering a connection with these types of people, or a group, if you will, a mastermind, this opens the door to a tremendous amount of possibility. It really does give you or set you up for leaving room for better than expected outcomes. And finally, I'm going to leave you with this: mindfulness and meditation. Meditation to know thyself. Mindfulness to understand what I'm thinking about and what I'm feeling. These are the foundational elements that all of us should possess, that we can even begin to do some of these action steps. I would literally highly, highly recommend that you engage in both of these activities. And if you need help with those, feel free to reach out. I'm happy to support you. I want you to remember something as we close, though, that I think is incredibly important. Every day is sort of like a canvas. It's waiting for us to paint with some vibrant colors, with some cool compositions. But it's easy to get bogged down with fears and what ifs and all of the cares of life. If we are to believe that better than expected outcomes are available to us, we have to change how we think, and we have to allow our hearts to be transformed. This does require courage, and we have to keep the door of possibility open. Maybe not wide open as we're going through life events and the cares and so forth and reconciling all of that, but we at least need to leave that door ajar, especially when the wind starts to blow on us unexpectedly. If we can keep that door open, family, generally speaking, right on the other side of that door is the breakthrough that we needed. And if we've done the things that we've outlined today to make ourselves whole, to improve ourselves, then not only will we get what's on the other side of that door, but by leaving room for better than expected outcomes, we get what's on the other side of that door plus something. I think that's really cool. Hope this has resonated with you. Thank you so much for tuning in, and that concludes this episode. I most certainly appreciate your time and your attention. You can reach me on IG at Your Thought Life, Y-O-R, Thought Life, in no spaces. And I want to remind you, you are enough. You can do it, and you are uniquely equipped to realize your goals. Until next time, take care and be safe.